You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hey, AppleVizzers, Tyler here with a quick tip for how to automatically delete messages on iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. As you use your device, you may find that over time, one of the things that tends to accumulate and take up a lot of space is messages, be they iMessages or standard SMS text messages, particularly if you're being sent pics, videos, or other files. For me, if someone sends me something that I want to refer back to, like a document or video, I'll typically save it on my device, as I find that's easier than going back through a text conversation. With that, I figure, why have it redundantly on my device? So, because of that, I choose to have messages delete 30 days after I've received them. So, to demonstrate this, I'm going to start on my iPhone, and I go into Settings, and then Messages. And to speed things up, I'm just going to engage Siri. Open Messages Settings.
iMessage on. Settings. Back button.
Okay. And this option is located under the Message History heading, and I have the rotor set to Headings, so I'm just going to flick down with one finger.
Messages. Heading. SMS/M. Message History. Heading.
And flick right.
Keep messages. 30 days. Button.
30 days, that's what I have. I'm going to double tap.
Selected, 30 days.
And the options are 30 days,
1 year,
1 year,
forever,
and forever. So you just make your selection, and then obviously once, if you choose to delete messages after a set period of time, your older messages will then be deleted. Keep in mind that this only applies to the built-in Messages app. It does not apply to email, nor to third-party messaging services like Signal and WhatsApp. So now that I've demonstrated how to set this on iOS, I'm now going to switch to my Mac. And I'm going to ask Siri to open Messages. Open Messages.
Messages.
And I'm going to press Command Comma to access Preferences.
Preferences. General. Dialog. Setup name and photo share.
And I'm in the general dialog. If you are on a different panel, jump up to the toolbar with VO function left arrow, interact with VO shift down arrow, hit general and stop interacting, and VO right, which is what I'm going to do now. I'm going to VO right.
Keep messages. 30 days.
30 days, and it's a pop-up menu with the same options as on iOS. So there's
menu checkmark, 30 days. 1 year.
1 year.
Forever.
And forever. And that's how to have messages automatically delete on iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. I hope you found this tip helpful. Peace.
This AppleViz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.appleviz.com.